Whoa, it disappeared really quick, didn't it? That didn't work so well. Well, that was our starting music. Did you like it?
You're making fun of me.
I thought that was what this tonight's podcast was about.
Making fun of me?
No. So, we were going to talk a little bit about your blog. This is Andrew.
And Kathleen.
And your blog today was called...
Just So.
Just So, because you like things just so.
Well, it was better than calling it OCD.
Yeah, I don't think it's exactly OCD.
It's because I'm not OCD.
No, it's not.
I like things just so.
So when we were dating, you had a TV set.
Yeah.
And it had dials on it.
People yeah.
And you wouldn't turn, you to change a channel.
I forgot about that.
First, I think you always put it back on channel 2 before you turned it off.
I don't remember doing that.
And you always, like, to get from channel 2 to channel 13, you would always go clockwise. And I would just go 2 to 13 counterclockwise.
Because you're supposed to go from the smaller number to the bigger number. Everybody knows that.
And the air conditioner was the same way. You took it from off, and you turned it all the way around 4 dots to maximum instead of just off backwards 1 dot to maximum.
Yeah, I could see me doing that.
Remember the Transformers? The instructions? We won't bring that part up. That wasn't you, but I think it's where you get it from. So, you've always liked things to be just so?
Yeah, although I didn't realize it until a couple of years after being married to you, where you decided to, had to point it out. You just had to point it out.
Because I don't, like, have anything just so.
Yeah, you're lucky you're married to me.
I'm not sure how to take that.
If it was for me, nothing would be organized in your life.
I don't want anything organized. Sure. That's kind of how I go with it. So, here's an interesting blog post. I think you're less just so than you used to be. You don't check the doors twice anymore at night, do you?
No, but I do check them.
You do? I know, to make sure they're all locked. Even, yeah, anyway. So, I come from a world where we didn't do that.
You come from Brooklyn. But yeah, you know, in the city, you always made sure all the locks were locked. It makes
gunshots
sense.
At night.
There were no gunshots at night. Not till I came up here.
That's hunting season.
Still a gunshot.
In the country, people only kill people they know. In the city, random strangers kill each other.
That is one of the stupidest things I've ever heard.
It's true.
No, it's not.
Well, so...
Especially if you're in the mafia. You know the people you're shooting. You just want to get rid of them.
Sometimes, I guess. We're not going to talk about those people on our podcast.
No, what I want to know is how come our podcast always seems to correlate with my blog?
Because it's a cross-promotion device.
Yeah, but I want to give the people something good to listen to. I mean, they already read the blog.
We need to... It's suggested that we need some kind of theme or focus, or maybe we could do like a history podcast.
Well, I asked people on Twitter, what would you like to hear? And I got zilch. No replies. Yeah. So how about you Facebook people, whoever are going to listen to this, give us things to talk about.
They just like that I come up with creative ideas all the time.
They just like to laugh at me and my voice.
You do anyway. Moving on.
Uh-huh.
This week is coming into next week is our anniversary.
Yay!
20 years been married.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Actually, a week from Wednesday, it'll be 20 years.
Yes. And I think that's kind of all we got for this week. So that's the update of our life for our grandchildren to listen to someday in the future.
Hear that, Caitlin?
I don't think Caitlin listens to this at all.
If I tag her.
She might. And she'd say, I don't want to hear about that. Although this might remind her more of her mother. So, from Andrew.
And Kathleen.
Have a great night.